Welcome to Awesome Talk, a production of Arkansas State University Mountain Home with support from KTLO. Hi, I'm Christy Kern, and I'll be introducing you to the awesome people and programs right here in our community on the campus of ASU Mountain Home. Hey, we're back for our second podcast, and we're going to introduce you today to the big guy on campus, our chancellor at ASU Mountain Home. And I'm excited today that Heather Knight is going to turn the microphone on me a little bit, and I'll answer some questions about some cool things that are going on at ASU Mountain Home. I'm still trying to learn this podcast business, and Heather is my, she's my mentor and my guru, and she's going to tell me what to do to make this successful. You can find this on KTLO.com under their podcast list, and I will share it on social media and all kinds of places, but we really want you to know and understand how awesome ASU Mountain Home is, and to best do that, I'm going to ask Heather to take the mic today and kind of ask us some questions, some things that she feels like you would want to know about ASU Mountain Home, and maybe some things that we take for granted because we're there every single day.
It's hard to realize what you don't know when you're there every day.
I know.
Tell us about yourself first. I think all your listeners want to hear more about you. We're tuning in because we love you.
So we want to know. Lord have mercy. I'm probably the most spastic person you've ever met in your life, but that's okay.
Full of energy.
I have a lot of passion about the things I love. And education, my mother was an educator. My grandmother was an educator. I always wanted to be a teacher. And so I'm kind of living my best dream. I worked in Macomb for a long time in Macomb, Mississippi for about 15 years for the public school system and just fell in love with public education, I'm telling you. And we're lucky to have Mountain Home High School here. Mountain Home Public Schools here are fantastic, and the passion that you see come out of those classrooms every day and that flows into our college is just incredible. And likewise in Flippin and Cotter and Yellville, mm-hmm. all those little schools, Norfolk, it's just incredible. And we're proud to welcome those folks to our campus every single day. Good stuff's going on in those classrooms.
Such a connection between your ASU community and all of your area educators and
yes.
your volunteers. I mean, it's just an amazing connection that is so unique to this area.
Absolutely. And I do believe, you know, where I came from in Mississippi, they didn't have the support that Mountain Home mm-hmm. Bombers have here. And it's just so cool. You know, we made the mistake of scheduling a concert at the Shed one year on the game night of Harrison versus Mountain Home.
How'd that turn out for you?
sorry, but no one came to the concert. And looking back, I bet folks now would maybe pick the concert mm-hmm. over the ball game, given the person that we had at the time, Jana Kramer. But
No.
I don't know. Yeah.
No.
I'm telling you. But that the support that this community has for education and for ASU Mountain Home, mm-hmm. too, you know, I just see a pride that just isn't unmatched anywhere, really.
So in your podcast, you want to talk directly to your students and your faculty and people who are interested in ASU Mountain mm-hmm. Home, maybe interested in volunteering, interested in being a donor and supporting the activities,
right.
or interested maybe one day being a student.
Yes.
So what's your sales pitch?
Oh, girl.
What's your pitch to why someone should be a part of this family?
It's super easy, for one thing, to get in. We have no requirements as far as a cut score for a test. If you want to come to school, we can help you get in. You do provide just a little bit of paperwork, just like you would anywhere. But I will tell you that you can come to ASU Mountain Home if you want to come. There is no reason in the world why you can't. And we have money to help you do that. We have so many scholarships, private scholarships, and the state has incredible scholarships, the federal government, of course. We don't want you to take out loans. I mean, we really don't want students to have debt when they leave. So we do everything we can to really help students find the money that they need to go to college. It's a fun place to be, too. You know, mm-hmm. I went to the University of Mississippi my first year of college and completely wasted 12 months of my life. I did pledge into a sorority, but that was kind of my major. I didn't really go to school much or pay attention to classes. At ASU Mountain Home, though, the classes are very small. You know your instructors. They're people you might see, you know, at Walmart or anywhere else in town. Maybe you went to school with their children. Really personalized classroom instruction that I just think you can't mm-hmm. get at a big school. So if it's affordable, it's easy to get in, mm-hmm. and you have personalized attention and resources like tutoring and all those things that we have, there's just absolutely no reason not to stay here and go two years here.
What are some of the most requested classes?
Gosh,
when registering?
Welding and nursing. I'm telling you, health sciences is of course, you know, so important to our area with Baxter Regional Medical Center and mm-hmm. all of the great health institutions here around here in nursing care is probably the most requested, and welding stays full. Of course, our industry here mm-hmm. relies on welders. So you know, those two probably are the ones that you hear the most about. But we have got some sleeper classes that are super cool. We have a hiking class. I don't know if folks know that. We teach yoga and hiking and all kinds of fun stuff. So, you know, it's a great place to come. If you're going to take electives, you might as well take a hiking class and go to Hawksbill Crag, right, with a group of folks. So lots of fun stuff. But, you know, we do have three colleges of classes. We've got health sciences, which covers everything from phlebotomy to nursing, EMT, paramedic. If that's your thing, we've got you covered there. If you want to go into business or work for a local business here, start your own business. We've got business and technology classes that are incredible. If you want to build a website, if you want to do coding, or if you want to be an accountant, we've got you covered. Our arts and sciences, School of Arts and Sciences, are more for transfers. So if you want to transfer to a larger school and get your basics with us in a smaller class size with more attention, you can do that too. So we've got you covered however you need to get started, and we can get you out quickly.
Tell us about the faculty.
Oh, gosh. The faculty are incredible. I'm telling you. Lots of PhDs, probably more than you would mm-hmm. even expect on our campus. But folks who have been with us since ASU Mountain Home was founded. We've got folks who have been there a very long time. Some of my favorite instructors are folks who have passions outside of the classroom. Annie Noblin is an animal rescuer. She rescues pit bulls, and she also is an author. Robert Shirley is somebody you will pass on the walking trail and on the golf course, and folks that you experience things with outside the classroom. That's who's teaching you, and that's who you'll be making relationships with and know for the rest of your life.
What class do you teach?
I teach marketing and business communications, and I love every minute of it. I really do. It's a dream that I've always had to teach, and to be able to do it at the college that I love the most in the whole wide world is really a gift. It is.
I have taken classes at ASU Mountain Home.
Thank you.
I was, I think, 10 years old.
Really?
When my mother enrolled me in Introduction to Computers.
Oh, wow.
Because she said, you're going to have to know how to do this.
It's true.
And we started with floppy disks and
yes,
C prompts. And
isn't
we
that
had
something?
To know how, and MS-DOS and all those
oh,
things.
Sure.
And yeah, that was my first experience with a class at ASU Mountain Home.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You know, I
and
miss.
And it was not in
it
the beautiful
downtown.
It was downtown.
Yeah.
Yes, everyone, all the locals know the story of ASU Mountain Home, but, you know, yeah, we were downtown back in the day.
I think it's so cool. And, you know, we have some of those historical pieces.
Pictures, yes.
Yes, and all those in our buildings, mm-hmm. and people are welcome. If you have company, mm-hmm. come to town and you want to show off Mountain Home, come by ASU Mountain Home and walk them through the buildings, and you'll see the history of Mountain Home right there in our buildings.
Absolutely, the pillars of the community
yes.
that built this community. I remember
Absolutely.
When they walked. I remember
oh, yes.
when they walked.
Yes.
From downtown
uh-huh.
to the new gates
yes.
of ASU
yes.
Mountain Home. It was quite the day.
I know. Ed Coulter was the perfect first chancellor. He mm-hmm. loved ceremony. He loved the beauty of our campus and putting that all together. And I feel like we couldn't have had a better first chancellor, and I feel like we couldn't have had a better second chancellor.
Absolutely.
Robin Myers created the Technical Center and lots of great things that are going to be ASU Mountain Home will be known for mm-hmm. forever.
And we'll get the chance to talk to him.
I'm excited
up here
he's going to talk to us today, too.
Yeah, but tell us more. You know, you talked about the hiking classes.
Yes.
I mean, one of the coolest things about our campus is the ability, if you want to go hiking, if you want to go kayak down mm-hmm. the White River or the Buffalo
it's
River.
It's right here.
Well, it's
and
right
it,
here,
it,
but
we'll
also,
help you do it.
Yes, you have the supplies that we need. You know, poor college students, they want to experience
exactly.
these things, but they can rent all kinds of different things free of charge from the campus to be able to go do that.
It's true, yes. Several years ago, Roz Blagg and Dr. Myers said, what can we do that would make this an even more awesome place to go to school? And they bought all kinds of camping equipment, kayaks, canoes, and they are available not to rent, but for free for students to borrow. So anyone who is a student at ASU Mountain Home has plenty of canoes and kayaks and all the fun stuff to go camping with. And that's just part of the deal. That's part of the deal. It's like, you know, we don't have parking decals. I remember paying $500 to park my car at a big college, you know.
And not being able to get those off your car.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, there are lots of perks being a student at ASU Mountain Home. We have an awesome workout facility that students can use. We have a class that we offer, and when we're not conducting class, students can use that free of charge. So you can save money not joining a gym. I hate to say that because I don't want to take away from our local folks. But we have a gym right there on campus. We have kayaks and canoes, and you know, we built a disc golf course not long ago, and it is phenomenal. People are there all weekend, every weekend, mm-hmm. playing disc golf, and that's so much fun. I don't know if you know, but we have geocaching on our campus, lots of geocaches, and tons of fun stuff. So when we get our walking trail completed, which is something that we're working on right now, I just think, you know, it's just a fun place to be. It's the center of the community, and our students have got it made. They really do.
We'll visit more with Dr. Myers coming up about the walking trails. But, yeah, it's funny sometimes when I'm driving past the campus and you see people just walking out in that field. It's like they are doing something. Nobody worry
right,
about them.
Right.
You know, it's either the disc golf
exactly.
or geocaching.
Or geocaching, yes.
Absolutely.
It's so much fun to see people on campus on the weekends, and we love it. It's fun to me, too, when it snows. That's where everybody goes, to sled down the hills. So it was packed when we were closed for all the snow week. We were packed with people enjoying the sledding and things like that. That's fun to see.
I, for one, was zooming down that hill on my sled. We had a blast out there.
Aww.
We had snowboards going. We
fun.
Had sleds. We had little trains of kids.
How fun is that?
My exercise ring closed rather quickly climbing the hill at ASU.
Something.
It was fun. We had a good time.
Well, it was packed. I know that. It always is. And that's the fun thing about ASU Mountain Home to me, is to see that students come there, you know, for kids' college and things growing up to sled down the hill. And then they wind up back there, you know, to train for a career. Mm-hmm. And it's just full circle. It's just really the center of our community. And it's awesome to be a part of it, really.
What does it mean to you to be a part of it?
What
does it mean to you personally?
I have a sense of pride that I can't even describe. You know, folks are prouder of ASU Mountain Home than I've ever seen about a community and a college. I grew up in a town with a community college in it, and people liked the college. It was great. It was there. But there's a sense of pride here about ASU Mountain Home that doesn't exist, you know, in all other towns. And I think the support for it from the community and from business and industry in this town, you can't dream something that somebody won't say, yes, I'd like to be a part of that. And it's awesome.
One way you can support it is the truck party that's coming up later this week, virtual event. Oh,
yes.
I love the truck party. It's one of my most favorite events.
I agree with you. It is a fun event. This year it's going totally virtual. No tickets required. You just get online and bid, and you even you have an opportunity to win the truck if you bid high enough for it. So all of the bidding is by silent auction, and it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. So the truck is only available for bid.
It is for bid. No tickets are required. We're going to do it all as a virtual auction this year.
That we can follow that website at?
You can. Go to asumh.edu, and you will see the first slide on our homepage is the truck party. And you just click right there, and you're there.
All right. We better wrap it up so we make sure we give Dr. Myers plenty of time.
Dr. Myers deserves more time.
He's waiting patiently for us.
Yes, thank you. We're going to go to break, but thanks to Heather for asking all the great questions you want to hear. And we're going to hear from Dr. Robin Myers after break. It's exciting, the things that are going on campus, and we can't wait to tell you more.
Are you in a dead-end job? Do you dream of changing careers? ASU Mountain Home can help you do just that with fast training for new jobs in the Twin Lakes area. Whether you're looking for hands-on work like automotive, welding, or machining, or you lean more toward computers, accounting, or healthcare, ASU Mountain Home has the courses you need to change your life now. At ASU Mountain Home, you can train for a new job in just 4 weeks, 6 weeks, or 2 years. Change your life into something awesome. #AWESUMH.
Welcome back to Awesome Talk. We are here today with the Chancellor of ASU Mountain Home, Dr. Robin Myers. And I've got a great person who's going to ask him some questions. Heather and I talk a lot about the cool things that go on at ASU Mountain Home, things behind the scenes and things that you might not know about, like that we have canoes and kayaks and things like that that our students can borrow. And all of that was sort of the brainchild of Dr. Robin Myers when he came to ASU Mountain Home a few years ago. How long have you been at ASU Mountain Home?
I'm in my 9th year.
9 years. Good Lord. Heather, did you know that?
I had no idea. I thought it was like 4 or 5.
I know. It seems like 4 or 5. I love it. Well, he's been a great boss to work for, I'll tell you that. And lots of cool things that he's put into place for students, very mm-hmm. student-centered, mm-hmm. the tech center being one.
I was going to say, is the technical center still number?
I think that's probably what he'll be known for years from now when he's mm-hmm. gone. But
maybe we can name it the Dr. Robin Myers Technical Center one of these days.
I think so.
Because you were out there in the early days in your jeans and your T-shirt helping with construction of it, not just like the implementation of the program, but you were out there working it.
We had a great time putting that mm-hmm. together, and I think I helped, not knowing how to weld, I think I helped even create some of the welding booths, so it was a lot of fun.
You were the premise behind what not to do in the manual, is that right?
That's right, that's right. Don't do what I do and get the full education and do it right.
Well, I think the number one question on everyone's mind right now is, how is ASU Mountain Home doing? Going through, I mean, it's March of 2021. We never thought we would get here some days, but going through the past year and all the challenges that you faced, I mean, how is our favorite community college doing these days?
We are really doing great, and especially if you look in respect to lots of other colleges, both around our state and around the country. Many schools have experienced 15 to 20% declines. We've had about a 8 to 10% decline. And we seem to have stabilized. It looks very good. Our Christy's doing a great job marketing. Her social media campaign is just tearing it up. And we're really looking forward to the fall. We've got some really interesting things that we're working on in terms of our intake procedures. And we're basically going to go out there and try and rake in every student, potential student in the Mountain Home Twin Lakes area. And try and get this thing moving forward again. But it's been a very strange time, and students are a little bit disconnected, and it's very difficult because the high school students are not connected at the high school, so it's difficult to get the outreach to them that we would normally see in this, especially in this time period.
The virtual world that everyone is living in. As the parent of a college student, I mean, we're really struggling. Talk to the parents out there. Talk to the parents of the students. We're always talking about the students' experience. Talk to the parents on how we can keep our kids connected when they are being asked to stare at a computer screen. We have raised them to get off electronics. Please mm-hmm. go outside, True. get in front of people, get off electronics.
True.
And we have spent the last 12 months saying, okay, go to school in front of your computer or your phone. So how do we help guide them through this process?
I think it's, you know, that is the difficult part, is that remoteness and that, mm-hmm. that separation. You know, we're trying to have many more of our classes now in person. We've taken over the shed, as everyone may be aware of. We've taken all the big spaces we have on campus and converted those to classrooms so our instructors can meet in person. Obviously, we still have many classes that are meeting virtually, but almost all of our technical programs are meeting in person every day. So we're about 50-50 right mm-hmm. now. In terms of online and the live or some combination of live
hybrid.
And yeah, hybrid
the
stuff.
Word.
So so we're trying our best to get them reconnected, mm-hmm. but it's a learned kind of atmosphere. And so as they've gone through now almost mm-hmm. a year and a half of high school, and they're coming out of high school with that that trait of having been online mostly and not being connected, it's kind of hard for them to get up and go to class, mm-hmm. you know, and it's not, you know, it's not routine for them like mm-hmm. it has been in past years. So we're fighting that and working on it. And think Christy will probably have some great innovations that she'll provide to get them enticed to come back to campus.
It's not you. We can't get them out of bed to do anything. That was that's the mark of a teenager, right? Well, and I think it's the social health, the social and mental health mm-hmm. that we're probably more concerned about than the educational aspect of it, quite honestly. You know, we're trying to provide those social experiences for them because they have, you know, they are so lacking in that.
And the societal implications are incredible. Yeah. And, you know, they're scary if you really think about how is this going to impact society in future years because of this remoteness that people have been exposed to and has become a learned trait. So, we will grapple with that, and I think mm-hmm. we will have many mental health issues as a result of this mm-hmm. in the coming years.
So let's talk about some of the fun stuff. Let's talk about things that fill those tanks that are so empty right now at ASU Mountain Home. The walking trails. Where are we? Now, there's a complex, advanced trail system going on campus of ASU Mountain Home. I'm not sure everyone realizes how you are about to connect our entire area with the headquarters being on campus.
Well, it's going to be a really, really cool thing for this area. We're very close to starting our construction. The trail on our campus will be about 1.6 miles. The exact feet I don't have in my memory bank, but it's going to be really cool. It's going to kind of start over where the if you're familiar with our disc golf course, it'll kind of be that will be the beginning point or an access point, and it'll basically meander all through the wooded area and along the bypass and back along 201 by the creek and end up around at the shed and come back over to the golf course. So it's going to be quite an extensive trail. As you know, the city has created a trail at their park, which is hopefully going to be the home of the new community center over there. And we have great hopes of linking those two trails beneath the bypass bridge there, mm-hmm. Right in front of the library. We could go under that bridge and link our two trails. And I know the city has plans to hopefully someday continue up the creek all the way to the high school, and even plans to go beyond that out toward West Road and make a turn somewhere and come back across 62 and link back to their park trails. So I don't know the extent of mileage there, but you're looking at a 6 or 7 mile trail eventually through the city.
And I think we've all learned over the past year how important the beautiful natural resources that we have in our area. And, you know, they are in high demand for people who are looking at these areas to move here, to build their life here, to go to school here.
Right. And so we're very, very happy to have this on our campus, both for our mm-hmm. students and the community. And it'll be a 10-foot wide trail with a lane marked for bikes and a lane marked for walking, jogging.
I was going to ask. I mean, because biking is so important to this area.
Major part. So yeah. I think, don't remember if that's a 2.5 or 3 foot wide lane for the bikes and then the balance is for walking. But it's going to be a great, great trail. We hope to beautify it over the years with lots of landscaping and have a couple of places where you can stop out and just sit and enjoy the beauty that's there, because that is a very, when you walk that part of the campus, it's hard to believe there's 120 acres there, mm-hmm. and you really do feel like you're out in the country when you're out on that part of the campus. And so I think people will very much enjoy the trail.
Expect a completion date?
We hope to start it very shortly after Red, White, and Blue. We did not want to tear the campus up during that festival, and I understand they are going to attempt to have a normal Red, White, and Blue.
I saw the press release this week.
Festival, yes. So
fireworks are coming.
Absolutely. So our hope is the trail has been designed. We're waiting on one last approval from the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department, and once we get that, we'll be ready to take it out to the street for bids and have a contractor start. But that's our goal now with this timing, is to wait and not break ground until after July 1, so we can have the Red, White, and Blue, and then hopefully that trail could be completed this fall.
Amazing. Switch gears. Talk about the educational opportunities on campus, of course. That's why you're there. That's why you're in business. The number one program most asked about on the campus of ASU Mountain Home would be?
I would say nursing.
Still?
We have great nursing programs. We have two RN programs and two practical nursing programs. Basically, one starts in the fall and one starts in the spring semester. Those are always full. We have incredible instructors, great hospital partners that we work with, and it just provides, when you think about it, a person can come onto our campus, and within a couple of years, they can have a career that where they're making $40,000 or $50,000 a year potentially, and just such a great life changing program for so many people. And obviously, it's a highly sought after career field for many of our employers. With all of our doctors and medical facilities that we have, there's a tremendous demand for the nurses mm-hmm. that we produce there.
I just Googled this. Starting salary for a registered nurse in the state of Arkansas is high 50s. And of course, they have that opportunity. They can participate in the Anderson Downs Scholarship at Baxter Regional Medical Center and go to school at ASU Mountain Home and then go to work at Baxter Regional Medical Center. And then their tuition costs are forgiven after 5 years. Is that correct?
I think so.
That's right. And there are so many state and federal grant and assistance programs, plus the programs that Baxter Regional has mm-hmm. To assist, you know, our students, that it is – for most of our students, they don't have to pay very much at all, if anything, to complete those programs. So very beneficial in that respect. And it's just, again, just a mm-hmm. tremendous program. And I see so many lives changed from the people who go through that program. And you look, mm-hmm. and a year or two later, they're working on their master's.
Absolutely.
And they have management leadership positions in their respective workplaces, and it's just incredible to see how it changes so many lives.
And hats off to Dr. Julia Yes and all the nursing students who have been helping vaccinate our community in partnership with Baxter Regional Medical Center.
True.
At the fairgrounds. I mean, it is an amazing, you know, to stand there and watch, you know, 2,000 people run through and how coordinated and just easy it is when you hear the horror stories across the United States, and to see those students helping vaccinate our community. Hats off to all of you.
I said something to them the other day, and I have something that I've sent to our Board of Trustees recognizing them, because they have been involved since the vaccinations mm-hmm. began here in Baxter County in late mid-January, but they were involved in the firefighters, first responders vaccination, all the educators vaccinations, the first 70-plus vaccination at the fairgrounds, which was a little over 1,000, then the second, which was a little over 2,000, mm-hmm. and they've done all of those. When we get to next Friday, they will have done the 2,000-person mm-hmm. vaccination the second time, so that will be a little over 7,000 vaccinations that those nursing students have participated in. And
they'll never forget that.
They'll never forget it. And Dr. Giss told me, she said, these students have done more vaccinations in these 2 months than she did in her whole career as a nurse. And it's just, it is an incredible thing. We don't think about how this will be looked at 20 or 30 years from mm-hmm. now. It's such an incredible time in our country. Mm-hmm. And those students have answered the call. They've come to the forefront, and I'm very proud of them.
Was there an ASU Mountain Home student that vaccinated you?
There was
a graduate.
Mm-hmm.
A graduate, mm-hmm. yes, yes.
Pretty cool experience.
Pretty cool, yeah. I normally they give me my flu shot, because we usually have a drive-through flu campaign, but that was not done this year. The flu just didn't show up, so we didn't have the flu campaign.
Well, that's for another podcast.
That's
but.
Right.
Chrissy, I hijacked your whole segment.
No, you didn't. I love it. I love it. You had good questions.
No. Dr. Meyer, anything that you have to say for those individuals that are contemplating, you know, we think of college students, we're not talking about the 18-year-olds, those that are in their 20s and 30s and still trying to raise a family and work and the contemplating, you know, there's something out there that I know that there's something better for me, and ASU Mountain Home is the path for that. Encouraging words that you have for them as we close?
I would just say that the world's moving forward. We don't know what this new economy is going to look like, but I can promise you it's going to require you to have higher skill sets, understand technology better, and be more adaptive as we go forward. And we have the way and the means to help you get there. All of our programs are available to you. We have people who want to help you with scholarships. We have state and federal agencies who want to help you with grants. We can make it very efficient for you in terms of your time with all the various scheduling options we have. So please come see us. Please call Carla Stroud. Get on our website. Make an application. We'll reach out. If you make any attempt to touch us, we will come find you
right.
and start working with you to get you in school.
You'll be enrolled
before you know it. So we're very excited to help you, and life's going to move forward, and we want you to move forward with it.
Any chance of any concerts coming up at ASU Mountain Home? You've got that outdoor facility. Just asking.
We're working on it. I am trying to reschedule some shows right now.
I understand. Red, White, and Blue's got a pretty cool concert lined up, but I'm not going to jump the gun. But I'm hearing that they
breaking news on Awesome Talk. You have the podium.
Yeah. So I don't know that they've solidified everything, mm-hmm. but they've got a pretty cool. It's going to be an outdoor venue, obviously, mm-hmm. with the Red, White, and Blue event. But I think they've got a pretty cool lineup coming up, and a well-known artist that's going to be there. So I think once they announce that, it'll kind of set the tone for things happening. But we're very hopeful that we'll be back in the shed next fall and back with some concerts and activities inside once we have the health agencies okay.
Thanks for being here, Dr. Myers. We appreciate you coming in and taking your morning to spend with me and with Heather and answering some questions about what's going on at ASU Mountain Home. It's always good to have you in the studio. It's great to be with you again, Awesome Talk listeners, and we will see you next time. Thanks for listening to Awesome Talk. We're so excited to tell you about the great things going on our campus. And if you know someone who's awesome that you'd like to hear more about or from, please contact me at ASU Mountain Home and let me know who that is, and we'll try to get them on a show. I am Christy Kern. I'm at 508-6109, and I would love to hear from you. If you need more information about getting started at ASUMH, you can visit our website at asumh.edu.
This has been Awesome Talk, a production of ASU Mountain Home.